This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Lay your head down on my shoulder, don't hold it in your hands. Tell me all your troubles and I'll try to understand. I know your heart's still tender and I know that it still hurts. But things can only get better when it seems they can't get any worse. Hold on to me, I won't let you go. You'll be okay, so hold on.
Hi there, you're listening to Fighting Stigma Show here on Free FM 89.0. Tuinareu o Te Hapore, and also on Raglan Community Radio, Aero FM, Otago Access Radio, and Radio Kidnappers. I'm your host, Haisa, and today, being the 24th of July, I'm going to be talking about Disability Pride Month, which is in July. I had expected to or aimed to have a couple of guests in the show this month, but it didn't quite work out. So I'm going to be talking about the background and what is Disability Pride Month. Before we get into all that, a shout out to our sponsor, Progress to Health.
Progress to Health believes in creating communities without barriers, and to achieve that we tailor supports to adults experiencing mental health and or disabilities based on their goals to encourage recovery, independence and community involvement. Progress to Health has teams that provide peer support, recovery education, workshops, employment preparation and support, including navigation with other services. Service users are allocated a community support facilitator on referral depending on their goals to mental recovery and achievement. We have offices in Hamilton, Tokoroa and New Plymouth. So if that sounds like something you or someone you know might be interested in and you are in the Waikato DHB region, Taranaki or Taupō, then have a listen to this ad I'm about to play for Progress to Health and get in touch with us.
At Progress to Health, we provide a range of support for those who have experienced mental illness. People who have dealt with mental illness and associated disabilities are supported holistically to maximise their potential. We want to empower your journey to recovery. Check out our website, www.progresstohealth.org.nz, or call us free on 0800 77 57 57.
Now, you won't miss out on Progress to Health details. I'll play their ad again at the end of the show. So stick around and you can grab their contact info if it feels right for you or someone you know. Okay, have you heard of Disability Pride Month? So July is Disability Pride Month internationally, and it's a month that has a lot of meaning and importance. So I want to talk a little bit about the background and the meaning and how we can celebrate Disability Pride Month here in Aotearoa, New Zealand. Now, I know it's the end of the month. Like I said, I expected aim to have some guests. Hopefully next year I'll have some guests in for July to talk about Disability Pride Month. But for now, I will just share some research I've done on the topic. So, Disability Pride Month is in July, and it's a time to celebrate the creativity, resilience, and achievements of disabled people. It's a journey that is different for every disabled person. For some, the sense of pride comes from a place of self-acceptance, feeling proud of who they are and the person that they have become. For others, the pride comes from the challenges they have overcome. For some, it comes from being a part of the disabled community. Disability pride isn't a constant for every person. Some may feel it all the time or only some of the time. Some people may not feel it at all, and that's okay. There isn't a right or wrong way to experience disability pride. The important fact is that Disability Pride Month, it's about starting positive conversations about disability. It's a time for embracing disabled identity and rejecting the negative stereotypes that color people's attitudes. Now, another important thing to understand about Disability Pride Month is that it's a time to challenge systemic ableism and discrimination. Accessibility is everybody's responsibility. The Disability Pride flag is an important symbol of the Disability Pride Month. The black background represents the barriers and darkness that disabled people face. The diagonal stripes are together in solidarity, like light cutting through darkness, and as disabled people cut across barriers in their lives. Each color stripe represents a different category of disability. Red, it's the physical disabilities. Gold or yellow represent neurodiversity. White, invisible or undiagnosed disabilities. Blue, emotional and psychiatric disabilities. And green, sensory disabilities. The information I just shared was found on the New Zealand Disability Employers Network to 2024. An article on called Celebrating Disability Pride Month. Now I would like to share some information, quite a really good article I found on our website, www.workhuman.com/blog/Disability Pride Month. Have you ever wondered why we dedicate an entire month to celebrating Disability Pride? Disability Pride Month honors the history, achievements, and contributions of people with disabilities. It encourages us to challenge stereotypes and misconceptions, promoting a society that values human diversity and inclusion. Disability Pride Month, observed every July, raises awareness about the rights and dignity of disabled people. Disability Pride Month is a time dedicated to recognizing and celebrating the identities, contributions, and rights of people with disabilities. Observed annually in July, it aims to foster a sense of pride among disabled people and to educate the broader community about the importance of inclusivity and diversity. By emphasizing that disability is a natural part of the human experience, Disability Pride Month helps combat stigma and promotes the understanding that everyone deserves respect and equal opportunities. Now, history background. The origins of Disability Pride Month are closely linked to the landmark legislation of the Americans with Disabilities Act, or ADA, which was signed into law on July 26 of 1990. The historical act championed the disability rights activists, prohibits discrimination against individuals with disabilities in all areas of public life, including employment, education, transportation, and public accommodations. The ADA marked a significant step towards ensuring that a disabled person has the same rights and opportunities as everyone else. Disability Pride initially started as just a day, with the inaugural Disability Pride Day being held in Boston in July 1990, coinciding with ADA's anniversary. The first Disability Pride Parade wasn't until 2004 in Chicago. It wasn't until 2015 that we celebrated Disability Pride Month across the United States. The Disability Pride Month event serves as both a celebration of the disabled community's achievements and a platform for advocating continued progress in disability rights. Why is the Disability Pride Month important? One, to raise awareness. Disability Pride Month raises awareness about the experiences and challenges faced by disabled people. It encourages society to move beyond acknowledgement to actively understand and support the disabled community. Promote inclusion and acceptance. A key goal is to promote inclusion and acceptance by celebrating the diversity and contributions of people with disabilities. This month helps create environments where everyone feels valued. Efforts focus on advocating for inclusive policies and practices, creating accessible physical and cultural spaces, fostering a culture of acceptance and appreciation, challenge stereotypes and misconceptions. Disability Pride Month challenges harmful stereotypes and misconceptions. Sharing stories and experience humanizes and normalizes disability, breaking down ignorance and prejudice. Educational campaigns highlight the strengths and abilities of a disabled person, shifting the narrative from limitations to valuable diversity. Celebrate achievements. Disability Pride Month celebrates the achievements and contributions of people living with disabilities, inspiring and uplifting the community. Recognizing the contributions of individuals with disabilities. People with disabilities have made significant contributions in various fields. Recognizing these achievements challenges the notions that disabilities define capabilities and provide role models for younger generations. How to celebrate Disability Pride Month? Education and awareness. Celebrating Disability Pride Month begins with education and awareness. Understanding the history and rights of individuals with disabilities is crucial for fostering a more inclusive society. Learn about disability rights and history. Educate yourself about the history of disability rights. Read books and articles and watch documentaries that highlight the struggles and achievements of the disability community. Knowledge is a powerful tool for combating ignorance and promoting understanding. Attend workshops and webinars. Participate in workshops and webinars that focus on disability rights, inclusion, and accessibility. Many organizations offer these events during Disability Pride Month, providing valuable insights and practical strategies for supporting the disability community. Community engagement. Engaging with your local community is another meaningful way to celebrate Disability Pride Month. By participating in events and supporting businesses that prioritize inclusivity, you can help foster a more supportive environment for individuals with disabilities. Participate in local events and parades. Join local disability parades and events. This gathering celebrates the achievements and contributions of the disability community, providing a platform for advocacy and awareness. Support disability-friendly businesses. Support businesses that prioritize accessibility and inclusivity. Your patronage can help promote and sustain inclusive practices in the community. Look for businesses that employ individuals with disabilities, provide accessible facilities, and advocate for disability rights. Advocacy and action. Advocacy and action are essential components of Disability Pride Month. Engaging with policymakers in promoting workplace inclusion are crucial steps in driving systemic change. Engage with policymakers. Advocate for policies that support the rights and inclusion of individuals with disabilities. Engage with local state and federal policymakers to promote legislation that enhances accessibility and protect the rights of disabled individuals. Your voice can help shape a more inclusive world. Now, it's important to say that this year we have local elections in Aotearoa, New Zealand. So on this topic, why don't you go and find out what are the candidates for council, for your local council, that support disability rights, that advocate for disability rights. That would be a great thing to do and to support the disabled community. Learn more. Disability Pride Month in the workplace. Create an inclusive environment. Fostering an inclusive environment in the workplace is crucial during Disability Pride Month. It involves implementing measures that ensure accessibility and awareness throughout the organization. Implementing accessibility measures. Accessibility is a fundamental aspect of an inclusive workplace. This means ensuring that your physical workspace is accessible to all employees, including those with mobility issues, sensory impairments, and other disabilities. Key measures include providing ramps, elevators, and automatic doors, ensuring accessible restrooms and break areas, implementing assistive technologies such as screen readers and speech recognition software. Assess your workplace regularly to identify and address any barriers that may hinder employees with disabilities from performing their roles effectively. Providing disability awareness training. Offering disability awareness training helps educate employees about the challenges and experiences of their colleagues with disabilities. This training can cover disability etiquette and respectful communication, understanding different types of disabilities, promoting an inclusive culture that values diversity. Regular training sessions can help foster a more supportive and empathic workplace environment. Recognizing and supporting employees with disabilities. Recognition and support are vital for creating a workplace where employees with disabilities can thrive. This involves establishing networks and adopting practices that promote inclusivity. Offer a safe space for employees to share experiences and challenges. Advocate for policy changes and improvements in workplace accessibility. Organize events and initiatives that promote disability awareness and inclusion. Supporting and actively participating in employee resource groups can enhance the workplace experience for employees with disability. Inclusive hiring practices. Adopting inclusive and equitable hiring practices ensure that candidates with disabilities have equal opportunities to join and contribute to your organization. This includes creating job postings that encourage applications from individuals with disabilities, ensuring the interview process is accessible and accommodating, providing necessary accommodations for employees with disabilities from the start of their employment. Inclusive hiring practices not only promote diversity, but also enrich the organization with a wide range of perspectives and talents. Here, I must add my personal experience for working for Progress to Health for the past almost 4 years. I'm a peer worker for mental health, and it's the first ever role in my professional career that I actually can use my genuine story and be genuinely myself with my disability, my mental health challenges, and that is seen as a strength, not a weakness. So, yeah, that's great. Disability Pride Month is more than just a celebration. It's a movement towards greater inclusion and awareness. By learning about the history and rights of people with disabilities, participating in local events, and supporting inclusive policies, we can foster a more accepting and supportive society. Now, the author of this article is Ryan Stoltz. Now, just to finish up our program today, I just wanted to mention a New Zealand-based blog called The D-List, the D for disabled, so the D-List.co.nz. There is an article there, How to Take a Radical Approach to Disability Pride, by Melissa Ivan, and it's from the 3rd of December, 2023. Melissa shares her personal experience with disability pride, and she interviews 5 New Zealanders with disability about the topic. It's actually a really good read. I'm just going to read the conclusion of the article now. Through engaging with these advocates, I learned that Aotearoa needs to rethink the way that we celebrate disability pride. We need to promote more radical ways in which we commemorate our community's achievements and history, whilst also looking ahead to envision a better future. More importantly, greater emphasis should be placed on the multifaceted nature of disability pride. It doesn't exist solely to make disabled individuals feel more comfortable in their identity. Its origins, foremost, are as a protest that empowers our community to unite and collectively fight for the changes that we crucially need to improve our lives. Being proud of my disabled identity doesn't mean I need to revel in every second of my experience and never find things hard to deal with. My pride is evolving in a way that extends beyond self-acceptance. It heavily influences the work that I do as a journalist and a writer. I chronicle our community's pain and struggles, now in the hope that we will not face the same levels of injustice in the future. My most important takeaway from this is that disability pride can act as both means for embracing one's own individual identity, and it can also compel our community to keep fighting for each other. We know sometimes a conversation can make all the difference. I'm about to play a list of support lines. Grab a pen and paper so you can jot them down and have them ready if you ever need them.
So the first support line that I want to give you is 1737. Now, that's pretty much what it's called, so Need to Talk, 1737. It's a free call or text service, and it's available 24/7, so 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So you'll get to talk or text with a trained counsellor, and their service is completely free. So if you're feeling anxious or run down, depressed, needing to talk to someone, give them a call or give them a text, 1737. The next number I want to give you is the Crisis Assessment Team, or CAT team, and their number is 0800 50 50 50. So that's assistance for people who are in crisis in the Waikato DHB region. So they're a crisis assessment team, they're part of the community mental health, so they are kind of like right up there with when things are going really, really wrong. It's very urgent care is needed around mental health. So that number again is 0800 50 50 50. The next number I want to give you is Lifeline. So Lifeline is an amazing service. It's a 24-hour telephone support service available for anyone needing emotional support. So 24/7, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now their number is 0800 543 354. And they have trained counsellors and just amazing people that you can have a talk to no matter what time of day it is. The next number I want to give you is the Depression Helpline. Now, the Depression Helpline is related to depression.org.nz. You may have seen some of their ads around, like the with John Kirwan. They have a whole lot of videos on the online service, but this is the phone line service. So Depression Helpline, 0800 111757. Now, they're if you just have someone, you need someone safe to talk to, they're available from 8 a.m. in the morning to midnight. And they're a really great service, just someone calm and like gentle to talk to about whatever's going on for you. Now, the next number I've got for you is not a mental health support line. It's actually the health line. So it's health information service for all the family, and it's staffed by registered nurses who will give information and advice. I have used this line. It's for general health, medical health, physical health, and it's really amazing because sometimes when things are going wrong with your body, you don't know what's happening, you're not sure if we need to go the ambulance route or you need to go to the hospital. They're trained nurses, so they will actually ask you a bunch of questions. You can answer them, and they'll let you know what you need to do, and it's a huge relief. So the Healthline number is 0800 611 116, and that's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The next number I want to give you is the Suicide Prevention Helpline. Now, this is support, information and resources to people who are at risk of suicide and or the family of family or whānau and friends supporting them. Now, it's available from midday to midnight and their number is 0508 Tautoko, which is 0508-828-865. Now, the next number I want to give you is the Shine Confidential Helpline. And the Shine Confidential Helpline specialises in domestic violence to help keep people safe from abuse. So their number is 0508 744 633. And the last number that I want to give you is I want to give you the Outline. Now this is a Gay and Lesbian Outline New Zealand. So it's support for people, gay and lesbian people, who want to have someone to talk to about whatever's going on around that, because quite often we need a bit of extra support, and when you're not getting that support, that can definitely lead to mental health stuff. So this is a really great line. So the Outline, their number is 0800 688 5463.
Take care, and until next week here on the Fighting Stigma Show on Free FM.
At Progress to Health, we provide a range of support for those who have experienced mental illness. People who have dealt with mental illness and associated disabilities are supported holistically to maximise their potential. We want to empower your journey to recovery. Check out our website, www.progresstohealth.org.nz, or call us free on 0800 77 57 57.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.